Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Uncharted: How Trump Beat Biden, Harris, and the Odds in the Wildest Campaign in History, is a 2025 political nonfiction book by journalist and White House historian Chris Whipple. It examines the extraordinary 2024 United States presidential race through an insider campaign-by-campaign lens, combining reporting from the Biden, Harris, and Trump camps with chronology-driven reconstruction of major turning points. Rather than offering a broad retrospective, the book focuses on how the race actually unfolded inside the rooms where decisions were made, the debate crisis, the pressure that led to Joe Biden's exit, Kamala Harris's rapid emergence as the Democratic nominee, and Donald Trump's ability to survive legal jeopardy, primary challenges, and shifting voter coalitions. The book is positioned as a detailed account of political strategy, leadership under pressure, and the consequences of denial, discipline, and messaging in a rapidly changing election. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Biden debate collapse and the party rupture that followed. One of the book's central concerns is how Biden's disastrous debate performance became more than a bad night, and instead triggered a broader legitimacy crisis inside the Democratic Party. Whipple uses insider reporting to show that the debate did not simply damage public perception. It intensified long simmering doubts about Biden's age, stamina, and political viability. The significance of this section lies in the chain reaction it created. Once party elites, aides, and donors began reassessing the president's fitness to continue, the campaign stopped being about winning an election and became about managing collapse. That shift matters because it reveals how modern campaigns are shaped not only by voters but by private confidence networks surrounding the candidate. Whipple's account emphasizes that a presidential campaign can unravel when the inner circle no longer shares a common view of reality. In that sense, the debate was less a single event than the moment the Democratic coalition lost its ability to contain internal dissent. Secondly, Kamala Harris's rushed rise and the limits of a late campaign reset. The book treats Harris's nomination as both a rescue operation and a structural gamble. After Biden stepped aside, Harris inherited the Democratic campaign under extreme time pressure, forcing the party to rebuild its messaging, media strategy, and voter mobilization approach almost immediately. Whipple highlights the energy her candidacy generated, especially among younger voters and across different demographic groups, but he also stresses that enthusiasm alone could not erase the weaknesses she inherited. This is important because the book does not frame Harris's campaign as a simple failure or success. Instead, it presents her run as a test of whether a compressed campaign can reverse deeper political headwinds. The answer, in Whipple's telling, is that an urgent, high turnout moment can create momentum, but it cannot fully compensate for earlier weaknesses in leadership, narrative control, or public trust. The chapter arc, therefore, illustrates a broader campaign principle: substitutions can change tone and turnout, but they rarely solve foundational problems in time. Thirdly, Trump's resilience against prosecutions, rivals, and reputational damage. Whipple gives significant attention to Trump's ability to remain politically dominant despite legal exposure, internal Republican competition, and repeated controversies. Rather than treating Trump's success as accidental, the book presents it as the result of a disciplined political operation that understood how to convert crisis into coherence. His campaign is shown overcoming primary opponents, multiple prosecutions, and ongoing claims of electoral illegitimacy while maintaining a stable strategic narrative. This matters because it helps explain how Trump's political brand functions differently from more conventional candidacies. Where another campaign might fracture under legal and personal pressure, Trump's operation appears to absorb conflict and use it as proof of outsider status and persecution. Whipple's account also suggests that Trump's resilience depended on more than personality. It relied on message discipline, a loyal inner circle, and a willingness to adapt to new voter segments without abandoning core identity. The result is a portrait of a candidate whose vulnerability became part of his political durability. Fourthly, inside the campaign's access, sources, and the method of real-time reconstruction, a major feature of Uncharted is its reporting method. Whipple alternates between the Biden, Harris, and Trump camps and reconstructs events in minute-by-minute detail, drawing on access to insiders close to the candidates. This approach gives the book its distinctive value. It does not merely summarize outcomes after the fact, but attempts to recreate how decisions felt as they were being made. The method is especially useful for understanding campaign dynamics, because elections are often narrated in hindsight as if they were inevitable. Whipple pushes against that simplification by showing uncertainty, improvisation, and misjudgment in real time. At the same time, this access-driven style introduces interpretive limits. The book depends heavily on what insiders were willing to say, which means its portrait is shaped by selective memory, strategic self-defense, and post-election blame allocation. That tension is part of the book's analytical importance. It shows that insider political history can be vivid and revealing, while still being partial, emotionally charged, and influenced by the people closest to the events. Lastly, a case study in political denial, leadership failure, and democratic pressure. Beyond the immediate campaign drama, the book functions as a study of how democratic systems strain when elite actors refuse to confront inconvenient facts. Whipple repeatedly returns to the theme of denial, especially around Biden's fitness and the reluctance of those around him to address the issue openly. That theme gives the book its broader relevance, because it is not only about one election, but about the institutional consequences of wishful thinking inside a major party. The campaign becomes a warning about what happens when loyalty, fear, and political calculation replace honest assessment. At the same time, the book also examines the opposite kind of political strength Trump's ability to exploit disorder, simplify the race, and keep his coalition focused. Taken together, these threads make Uncharted a book about pressure testing. It asks how a democracy performs when both major campaigns are shaped by crisis, perception management, and distrust. Readers come away with a sharper understanding of how candidate health, elite coordination, and message control can alter not just a campaign, but the legitimacy of the entire electoral process. In conclusion, Uncharted will be most valuable for readers who've a serious inside-the-room account of the 2024 election rather than a general political overview. That includes students of American politics, campaign professionals, journalists, historians, and readers trying to understand how Biden's withdrawal, Harris's compressed nomination, and Trump's comeback fit together as one fast-moving political sequence. The book offers practical insight into campaign management under extreme uncertainty, especially how private doubts, public messaging, and internal discipline can determine whether a campaign survives a crisis. It is also intellectually useful for readers interested in the limits of insider reporting, because Whipple's method shows both the strengths and the interpretive risks of relying on close access sources. What sets the book apart from many other election narratives is its minute-by-minute reconstruction and its dual camp structure, which allows the reader to compare the Democratic and Republican machines as they respond to pressure in real time. Instead of treating the 2024 race as an inevitable outcome, the book presents it as a fragile sequence of choices, misreadings, and adaptations that makes it especially useful as a political history of how modern campaigns can turn on perception, timing, and the willingness to confront reality. If you would like to support Chris Whipple, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.